So today I was walking down the street in Paris and a man stopped me as I was on my way to the studio here and he said, Ruski? And I said, no, Polska. But in a little while I can say, no, Francie. Bisous. I'm learning so much. Merci pour ton patience. Hein? Votre patience. Excusez-moi. I am laughing, though, because I feel very home here. It's the only place in the world. Je sais pas pourquoi, mais c'est vrai. Vraiment, on m'emmarte aussi. And I thought of my grandmother today because he said Ruski. And my grandmother could understand Russian. She didn't understand how to raise a child, but she understood Russian. And this song is one that I always give to her. You know, my grandmother was a funny woman. When I was a little girl, I was raised by her for the most part. Some of you know the story. If you do, shh. All of you in Radio Land. She forgot, by the time she got to be a grandmother, what it was to raise a child. She was too old. So she would put me in front of the television, and she would make me watch movies. It's not so terrible in concept, except for the fact that she only had one movie. Alors, I felt like it was torture. And she made me watch this movie again and again and again. And I would get very upset, you know. Eventually, I got this thing. We all get this thing. It happens. We develop. We grow as people. You may know what I'm talking about. It's this thing. It's called the brain. And when it arrived, it came with this amazing thing. It was like a two-for-one. It came with a memory. Maintenant, it's not so good. But then it was great. And so I figured out that I had seen this movie a million times. And so one day I said to my grandmother, I said, you know what, Grandma? I don't want to watch this movie anymore. Now, she was a very stoic Eastern European woman. You know, she was exactly the same as me. And she put her hands on her hips and her eyebrow went up and she said, so what? You've watched the movie, what, 4 or 5 times? What's the big deal? I was like, more like 400 or 500. And she said, you can't even count that high. So I said, yeah, you're right. She said, you know, I don't think that you've seen everything there is to see in this movie. I said, what? She said, you know, there's more to see. She said, have you seen the road? I said, the what? She said, the road. You know, they go down the road and they go to the Wonderland. There's the lions and the wizards and the witches and the lollipop kids and the munchkins and the puppies and the monkeys and leave me alone and go watch the movie. My grandmother was Marlene Dietrich, just so you know. So I would sit down and I would watch this film. And the music became important. And not too long ago, I became this thing, a songwriter. And I came to the inevitable fork in the road that all songwriters come to. Where I was sitting down to write one day, and I came across these chords, and I thought to myself, this could be a good song. It could be a song about love. In my case, it's probably a song about heartache, misery, someone's leaping. But it was none of these things, because I realized at this fork that I had a choice, and that it was a song that had already been written. So I could adapt it, try to make it my own, but then, you know, I would have to change genres. And see, as a songwriter, you have two choices. You can either do something original, or you can do hip-hop. And I don't need any more jewelry. So I decided this was a bad idea. And I decided to cover this song. So for my grandmother, I kissed the sky and the ground. Just to be safe, this is somewhere over the rainbow.
Thank you. somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. There's a land that I've heard of, once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you find. The rainbow, why then, oh, why can't I?
Rainbow dove.